When a company invests in a project or idea, it turns over the money in exchange for a stake in the future earnings it brings in. But when a governmental body is asked to fund a project, it invests the cash and crosses its fingers, hoping the investment will result in tax benefits or trickle-down economic development. Cases in point? The Amway Center, the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts, and coming soon, the Orlando City Soccer Club's new stadium. That particularly rankled Orange County Commissioner Pete Clark. He suggested that rather than giving the money away to help build the new soccer stadium, the county become an investor in the team. The county could then receive a cut of any potential profits the team brings in, which could be used to fund youth athletic leagues and other projects. I do not want another example of the county expending millions of dollars watching from the sidelines as our investment climbs in value without the prospect of our taxpayers benefiting, Clark wrote in a memo outlining his idea. See Orlando Magic, a team worth hundreds of millions that taxpayers have helped build not one but two arenas for. So far, we've gotten nothing back from them, except for the idea that maybe we'll be able to get some economic development out of their investment in Orlando. In cyberspace, Clark's idea got a lot of love. Gawker.com's sports website Deadspin called the idea the best for stadium financing it had ever heard. In the real world, though, nobody expects it to get very far, which is a shame. This town loves its soccer team. Its fans will probably love to know that they own a piece of it.